State House Democrats today made public a plan that would successfully end the special legislative session, now at the conclusion of its 11th day. The Senate and Governor Sean Parnell are at odds over the governor's recent threats to use his line item veto on capital projects in the districts of senators who did not support the administration's oil tax reduction plan. The governor says contingency language bundling projects together in the Senate's budget bill takes away that line item veto power. Anchorage's Mike Dugan suggested three simple steps to resolve the dispute. He says the governor needs to back down from threatening to veto projects based on oil taxes, the Senate needs to withdraw the contingency language, and the governor, House, and Senate need to go over the capital projects in the budget to decide in advance which of them have merit.
And that's it. Sorry that it's that simple, but it is that simple. And if everyone could do their part and stop this, which I can only characterize as bickering that's going on about this, we could be out of here in 2 days, maybe three.
Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra said the House Finance Committee, of which he is a member, needs to review the controversial energy-related projects in the capital budget instead of going to Anchorage tomorrow for hearings.
And instead of sort of pretending that we don't know what these projects are about, we've had the last 2 weeks that we could have been holding hearings on them, and we should move ahead and vet the projects. We can do that in the Finance Committee. We know what the projects are. We could have been holding hearings. We should hold hearings. And we should get this resolved as soon as possible instead of pointing fingers back and forth.
For his part, the governor's staff today commented that the governor has assured the Senate president and co-chairs that he will not abuse his line item veto authority.